You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 176 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network. This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Today's guest is a huge supporter of rodeo athletes, including the NLBRA, because they sponsor the Benefit Golf Tournament again. So, Sophia, who else is supporting the Wessa Benefit Golf Tournament in 2026 August?
Yes, so big shout out to all of our sponsors. We have AB Sales, Anderson Bean, Darn Tough, Outdoor Cap, Justin Boots, Montana Silversmiths, and A5 Western.
Woohoo! There's a lot of folks getting behind it. That's great.
Yes, exactly. And now that the sponsorship deadline has passed, we now have opened up the player registration. So both players and spectators can now sign up. And again, you don't have to be an exhibitor or a buyer. Anybody can join us. So bring your friends and bring your family for a fun night at Topgolf with the Wessa family. And the players have a chance to win one of the custom Montana buckles, so it's definitely worth it to sign up. And to do so, you can just DM us at Wessa Trade Show or fill out that form on our events tab on wessatradeshow.com.
That's great. I didn't realize that anybody could sign up for that. So if you're one of those people who goes to Wessa and your family groans, you're leaving town again and leaving us behind because they're not horse people, this is ideal. You can drag them along. They can play golf. Perfect.
Exactly. Or if you maybe have somebody that's really good at golf, that just increases your chances of getting that Montana buckle. So you can also play that to your advantage.
Yeah, you could also play that card. Yeah, there we go. Stack the deck. That's fabulous. And speaking of fabulous, Morgan, why don't you introduce us to our guest?
Today, we are joined by Jade Opfer, Chief Executive Officer at Montana Silversmiths, to talk about the people and purpose behind one of the most recognizable brands in the Western industry. Today, we are joined by Jade Opfer, Chief Executive Officer at Montana Silversmiths, to talk about the people and purpose behind one of the most recognizable brands in the Western industry. Jade, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you and Montana Silversmiths on today.
Morgan, great to meet you. We appreciate you having us as well. So,
absolutely. I cannot wait to jump in more to your story. I know that we've had Montana Silversmiths on before, incredibly known for their jewelry and buckles since 1973. But we hear that you have quite the bit of story to tell on yourself as well.
Well, I'm certainly, you know, blessed and honored to lead this company, this legacy company in the industry, and had quite a history here. My career actually began in the United States Army as a non-commissioned officer, and I was a fire team leader in the 25th Infantry Division. And, you know, following my time in the military, I spent over two decades in the retail industry and worked all over the country before coming to Montana Silversmiths. And prior to assuming the CEO role, I led the sales team for the last decade. So I've really gotten some great experience and met some wonderful people throughout the Western industry, throughout the United States, and really enjoy the company and the people within the industry.
Yes. So maybe we start kind of back in that sales role for 10 years. Tell us, you know, a little bit of what you learned about the company through those 10 years and really what you guys were aiming to build before you, of course, got into the CEO role.
Well, for me, you know, coming in, I knew Montana Silversmiths, but I really did not understand the legacy of the brand and the authenticity of the brand and everything that goes into what we do here in Columbus, Montana. So as I got out to different events throughout the country and got to meet so many of our customers, it was really inspiring to be a part of this brand.
Yes. Now tell us a little bit about the quality. I know something about your pieces. I know that something that's really unique is it actually goes through 26 sets of hands. But tell us about that quality and kind of that process.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting comment, because that was the one thing that really stuck out for me when I joined the company is really learning to appreciate and understand what goes into every piece that's in one of those blue boxes. And when I first took over as CEO, I actually spent a week back in the factory working in every area of the factory, from product design through all of the production processes and then in packaging. So I will tell you, for me, it was extremely beneficial, and it gave me a whole new appreciation for our team members and their skill sets and their dedication and their focus into the quality and everything that goes into what they do. And I certainly, you know, for me, I wish everyone had the opportunity to truly understand this and see what goes into these products.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, Montana Silversmiths is such a successful business now, and you look and it's a sponsor everywhere. But I really appreciate that that quality and the pride in the work has remained the same, if not gotten better. Going through 26 sets of hands, I mean, that's pretty impressive before you actually open up that beautiful blue box. What would you say kind of keeps this work exciting throughout this entire journey? You said it was 10 years, and now how long have you been in the CEO role?
I've been in the CEO role since 2025, and really for me, it's the authenticity of the brand and the pride and the craftsmanship that goes into our products that really fuels my fire, you know, in the factory. And we just have some unbelievably talented people in our organization, and their commitment and dedication to the brand is really inspiring to me. And the staying power and their commitment of some of these people is just unbelievable. I mean, we have employees that have been here as long as 48 years working for this 52, 53-year-old company. We'll be 53 years old this year. We often internally refer to someone who is extremely dedicated and committed as someone that rides for the brand. And we have a tremendous group of people that do just that here in Columbus.
I love that. People really are the heart of your business. And speaking of people and speaking of new age, you know, we hear a lot about AI replacing jobs and speeding up production. Let's talk about how Montana Smith Silversmiths really stays true to themselves. What are the things that AI simply can't replace when it comes to Montana Silversmiths?
Well, AI is really a hot topic right now, and we get requests to duplicate AI buckle designs every day. And the reality is that many AI designs are not manufacturable, and the work of our engravers and our artists can also not be duplicated by AI. And a lot of our buckles are, you know, all of our buckles are true works of art with designs that are still hand-drawn and inspired by things in nature or fashion or outdoors versus a computer copy of something that's already out there in the market. You know, AI cannot do that. They cannot generate these original works of art. They're combining all these other influences to try to come up with something that's cohesive. And in our designs, you can instantly see the style and influence of the engraver, as each one of them is unique. I would liken it to someone's signature. Engravers have their own unique style and look, and AI also does not offer that. It is replicating elements from many influences and trying to make it cohesive. And this is probably, you know, I laugh about it all the time with the team. It's probably one of the reasons you often see an AI generated image with people that have six fingers. It's trying to blend all of these different influences rather than come up with something authentic.
That is so true. You think of, you know, seeing a AI design buckle next to one like yours. I mean, it is a night and day difference. And you're right. That craftsmanship is not just a story to be told, but it is a product to be seen. I know that I've specifically been at Wesson Markets and seeing your product up close. You're right. It tells a story. It feels like the engraving actually comes alive. It's huge. Now, let's talk kind of 20 years from now. What do you hope people are still saying about Montana Silversmiths?
Well, I hope that people continue to respect the true art and craftsmanship that comes out of this factory, and they continue to be proud to wear it. And, you know, we really focus on ensuring that we stay true to our roots and that we are an authentic part of the industry. So I think that's, you know, long term something that I'm very, very focused on us continuing to gravitate to.
Right. I love that. Now let's kind of talk about some specific buckles or collections. Is there a collection that always sticks with you personally?
Well, there are many collections that are important to me, but if I had to pick one, it'd be our American Made collection that we do with Coffe Anderson. This collection, you know, it showcases the talent and the creativity of our team in Columbus and allows us to tell a story around our shared values of family, faith, and freedom. And, you know, I'm just always really impressed with the designs that the teams come up with to feature for this collection. And they just continue to knock it out of the park every time they roll out a new collection within the American Made story.
Yes, I'm looking at your website now, and even the amount of collections you have, even John Deere being one of them. I mean, these are huge accomplishments. And I love too that Montana Silversmiths has their own story themselves, but really picking the collaboration so carefully and sharing other people's stories through the craftsmanship is so memorable. I love that these pieces too, from the buckles to the money clips to the necklaces, these are pieces that you can really pass along. I know too, around Christmas time, these are really wonderful gifts.
Yeah, we love to hear the special stories of someone receiving that blue box under the tree. It's certainly a great gift and a timeless heirloom.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of production, what is one misconception people have about how your products are made?
That's a great question. I think for me, there's a lot of people out there that still think that we have machines just stamping out buckles and jewelry and that these things can be done overnight. And the reality is that our products are handmade by people and not machines. So I certainly wish everyone had the opportunity to see what goes into a Montana buckle or Montana jewelry that is out in the market, because it's pretty special with those 26 sets of hands that touch it.
Absolutely. Now, since the beginning, has it always been jewelry and buckles, or was jewelry like a newer thing that, you know, came with the growth? How did it begin?
Well, we were founded in 1973 as a buckle company by Kent Williams here in Columbus, Montana. And we eventually gravitated to jewelry because there was an appetite for more Montana pieces. The buckles were such a hit and they were such an upgrade beyond what was already out there in the market that jewelry was a natural next step for us.
I love that. And again, these are pieces for men and women. And I know too, I'll be at a local rodeo and seeing all these young cowboys walk around with their necklaces. And of course, these buckles are so incredible. I know, Jade, that last time we talked, your team was about to reveal the World Guinness Buckle at the WESA Trade Show. What's one shift internally or in the market that has surprised you the most since then?
Well, it's funny that you bring that up from the last time that we had a conversation. That was a fun project, and it was really well received at WESA several years ago. That buckle was just quite a challenge, weighing over 1,000 pounds and measuring 10 foot high by 14 foot wide. So, you know, even getting it into WESA itself was quite a chore for our team, but we had a great event there and we were able to get that thing certified during the craziness of COVID. And, you know, for us, it was a great distraction from the outside world and all the things that were going on. And it just really kind of helped galvanize our team and keep everyone focused on what we were doing. And, you know, with regards to market trends and shifts, I think the one thing that sticks out to me is the appeal and the staying power of Western fashion and the Western lifestyle since then. And, you know, we've seen a lot more people gravitate towards our industry and our way of life, which I think goes beyond media and music to something deeper. I think that really centers around our shared values of our faith and our appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy every day. And the deep appreciation for the Western aesthetic simply comes as a result of these other appreciations. And it's kind of a, this is who I am and this is what I stand for type of statement.
Absolutely. And being unapologetically you, that is so big in fashion, and it, specifically in our Western industry, you're right on the money there. People in the Western world, they want to be proud of what they're wearing. They want to know where it came from and all of the history, and standing behind a brand like yours is definitely something special to be a part of. You get to wear each and every piece with pride for sure. Now, something that Montana Silversmith does an incredible job at is investing in the next generation. Do you want to maybe share a little bit more about how you guys support youth rodeo and all of those ventures?
Well, we're very, very committed to several philanthropic causes and really just supporting the next generation of the industry. And, you know, they're an important part of keeping the industry healthy and thriving. And we want to be a great steward of the Western lifestyle and the Western culture. So this really drives us to be a great supporter of many, many causes.
Absolutely. And I hear that you guys are even donating the championship buckle for the WESA Benefit Golf Tournament. I can't wait to see this design. I know it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's something that we're proud to be a part of every year. And certainly, you know, WESA is just such an important part of the industry and really unappreciated at times, just with regards to what goes on behind the scenes to really keep the industry healthy and thriving. And we're proud to just be a little, support a little part of that in doing this.
Yes, we are so grateful for you guys here at WESA. And again, overall, just an incredible brand that gets to be a part of people's biggest accomplishments with these buckles and these jewelry pieces that you can even pass down. In conclusion of today's episode, is there anything that you can tease us with that's coming up the remainder of this year for you guys?
Well, we've got several exciting things coming up. One of the things front of mind is certainly the release just a few days ago on July 1st. We released our Folds of Honor line, which is going to allow us to do even more with the Folds of Honor Foundation and support their mission. And we've had great reception to that line, which we're excited to showcase at WESA in August. But that's certainly one that's front of mind and very exciting for us.
Yes, I see here the Folds of Honor buckles, even charm bracelets and earrings, even card cases. I love just how versatile your products are, and even more are underneath this collection as well. But Jade, how can people shop or contact you guys?
Well, we encourage you to go to your nearest Montana Silversmiths retailer, or you can reach out to us online at www.montanasilversmiths.com and purchase that way as well.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And we cannot wait to see you guys at WESA.
Thanks, Morgan. We appreciate you having us this morning. Enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
You as well.
So for links to today's show, because you might want to check out what's going on over at Montana Silversmiths or learn more about how to sign up for the golf tournament, you're going to find all the links for today's show on the show notes. You can go to Wisdom by WESA and they're all there. If you haven't done so already, you're going to want to subscribe to the podcast, and you can subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast players, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I even subscribe via Audible, believe it or not, because I already have it. And you just search for Wisdom by WESA, and you're never going to miss these great conversations that are shaping the equine industry.
That is right. New Wisdom by WESA and Retail Roundup episodes drop every Thursday, available on the Wisdom by WESA podcast feed.